You woke up this morning, got in your car, ready to face traffic. But wait, what's this? There's hardly a car on the road. And who are all those good-looking people in the bike lane? The bike lanes are chock full of happy, healthy commuters on bikes. Is this the Twilight Zone? No, it's Bike to Work Day. A special episode recorded live on Bike to Work Day, next on Loving the Springs, where we celebrate the best of Manitou and Colorado Springs and elevate the rest.
You're listening to Studio 8 and 9 Podcasts, the cure for common apathy and indifference. Reported side effects include a sense of being informed and engaged. Ask your doctor if Studio 809 is right for you.
We'll hear from Colorado Springs City Councilors Nancy Henjum and Kimberly Gold in this episode, plus a few other important bicycling advocates. On June 24th, we live-streamed from the Studio 809 Podcast's Bike to Work Day breakfast station on the front patio at the Next Us. This episode features the first hour of what we streamed that morning.
And we're live.
All right. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Al. Welcome to the live stream Bike to Work Day breakfast station edition of Loving the Springs.
Look at the sun's out. I thought it was going to be talking from the dark this morning.
First of all, what is this? What is Bike to Work Day, real quick?
Bike to Work Day is a way to encourage people to ride their bicycles, get out of their cars, be healthy, enjoy the environment, and just have some food at almost, 200 stations throughout Colorado, not just Colorado Springs, yeah. But depending on where you are, you can ride and find some free food and happy faces willing to give it to you.
And why do we do Bike to Work Day?
To encourage people to get out of their cars, be healthy, and really start to learn about loving your city, your community.
Yeah, and we'll talk more about that as this three-hour live thing goes on.
3 hours?
Yeah. But we have a lot of guests lined up. We'll be hearing from some of the other breakfast stations, and a number of people are going to stop by on their bicycles.
You know what happened the last time we had a three-hour tour? The weather started getting rough.
That was last night.
I know.
A lot of our listeners are probably old enough to know Al's reference. But also, one other reason, and I think it is to thank the people who ride their bicycles to work regularly, thank the people who do ride their bicycles for transportation, thank the people who leave their cars at home or maybe don't even have a car.
Judging by downtown, that's more and more all the time.
That's
we
right.
have a urban core developing here in Colorado Springs.
Second on my to-do list is, where the heck are we? We're at a breakfast station that we've set up on the patio at the Next Us. What is the Next Us? We've got somebody special here to tell us about it. Judy, hi.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, Judy.
Bright and early.
Too early.
You guys have been working hard already.
So Judy Pering is joining us, and Judy is the, I try to come up with a new title for you every time you join us. You actually co-hosted the Next Us podcast on Studio 809 Podcast.
That's
for a
right.
while. And you've been a guest on Loving the Springs. We'll put a link to that episode in the show notes, but you're also the maven, the matriarch of the Next Us, the inspirational goddess.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Well, I just like to see myself as an invitation behind a space that just allows everyone to pursue their own dreams and contribute to the local community as they are each able to do so best.
So it's sort of a co-working space. But
yeah, basically we're right downtown, really easy to access, really easy to park, and we just allow a flexible configuration space for people to provide whatever services they do professionally to the local community on a flexible basis as it works for them. So we do have event rooms, conference rooms, private office rooms, treatment rooms that are all available hourly, custom part-time or full-time.
A kind of a super co-working space, and I know you probably don't even like to use that word co-working, but for people who have a hard time wrapping their head around that.
Sure.
But this is one that's special. If you just want to do business, maybe this isn't the place for you. But if you want to do magic, this is the place.
Oh, Dave. Yeah, you know, I like to say we're rooted in health, wellness, and fitness. So we are a little bit different than the typical co-working space. But we have people, we say, all ages, all stages, all walks of life. So it really is just a blank canvas, and each professional is their own artist.
Well said. I want to thank the folks at the next Studio 809 podcast. Our studio is in this building. We're just at the north end of downtown. It is very convenient, awesome vibe. Judy, thank you for supporting Studio 809 podcast. We rammed our way into doing this breakfast station. I know you had other things on your agenda, and yet I know you stopped what you were doing and worked hard to make the patio really welcoming. So thanks for doing that.
Hey, you know, any time that we can support the earth and local community, we're here for it.
All right. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Have some pancakes and bagels and have a great day. Thanks a lot again, Judy.
I appreciate you guys.
While you were speaking, we've already had two cyclists stop and grab breakfast.
All right.
Yeah.
And guess what? We have another guest. Is that you, Melissa? Well, we lost her.
Where is Melissa? Tell us about her.
We can at least do that. So Melissa Martz is at a breakfast station at the Pikes Peak Area Council of Governments.
Okay.
They've been doing that for a few years, I think, thanks to Melissa. So thank you for that. Melissa Martz also is the host of our Aging with Altitude podcast, which is about senior living. She was just in the studio yesterday recording an episode about emergency preparedness. So that'll be coming up early in July. If you are a senior, or if you're in love with a senior, or taking care of a senior, Aging with Altitude, I find that podcast gives you a lot. I mean, I learn things about services that are available and how to interface with aging seniors to support a really good, active, healthy lifestyle. It's a really great podcast.
My seniorness is almost old enough to drink now.
Not sure I understand that.
AARP says you're a senior at 50.
Really?
Yeah. And a lot of places like 55 and over communities. So if you go with the AARP definition, I'm getting close.
While we're waiting on Melissa, maybe Beth would like to join us, would you?
Yes. Big round of applause for Beth Ralstead.
She's a podcasting superstar.
Hello, friends. How are you this morning?
So far, so good.
Yeah. And how are you? We made you get up pretty early today to help us.
Yeah, I'm great. I've already done a Facebook Live from the sidewalk to announce to my friends and remind them that we're here doing the breakfast station for Bike to Work Day. But at the end of my day, I'm looking forward to leading a woman's ride out of the Buffalo Lodge. Yeah.
Ah, so you are a bicyclist extraordinaire in addition to a podcaster extraordinaire.
I do enjoy getting on my bike. I do enjoy.
You and a few people from your nonprofit are down here helping at the breakfast station at the Next Us. And in your capacity as executive director of Homeward Pikes Peak, you also host the A Place for Everyone podcast.
Sure. So I'm the CEO of Homeward Pikes Peak, and we host A Place for Everyone podcast where we discuss issues related to housing, homelessness, recovery, and resilience. We have been doing this for about 6 years, trying to elevate the stories of our partner organizations and the experience that people have when they're living with very low incomes and trying to get out of this complex situation that we just call homelessness. A Place for Everyone has been a great forum for us to talk about the work of Homeward Pikes Peak. We serve about 1,000 people a year in our community through a variety of housing programs and outpatient treatment services and street outreach. So the podcast is a great way for us to share with the community the impact of Homeward Pikes Peak.
Yeah, and a very cool podcast it is. You'd be surprised. Even if you have a roof over your head and you feel very secure about being housed, there's still important things that you can learn about your community and your fellow citizens.
Yeah, for sure. I have interviewed an individual, Pat Rigdon, from the Downtown Partnership and talked about our work in the Clean and Safe program in downtown Colorado Springs that affects and impacts all visitors to downtown. We've talked with service providers. And if you are a neighbor in this community, I think the work of Homeward Pikes Peak brings you into our community of support.
Thanks for doing that. Thanks both for doing Homeward Pikes Peak and thanks for doing the A Place for Everyone podcast. But that's not enough. You have another podcast.
Oh, yes, I do. I'm a part of Pikes Peak Women, and we have the Elevating Women's podcast.
Isn't it called Elevating Pikes Peak Women?
Elevating Pikes Peak Women. I need more coffee, Dave. It is early.
Me too, yeah.
Elevating Pikes Peak Women has been a phenomenal collaboration with our community. We seek to encourage women to participate in the community, get involved in boards and commissions, consider running for office, and we really try to elevate issues that are affecting women and families in our community. It's been a lot of fun. I do the podcast with Melissa Martz and Brenda Morrison, and I'd love to thank Mary Lou Makepeace, who was our stalwart host for about 5 years.
Thanks for all that podcasting work and the bicycling.
Thank you, Dave, for being our champion and our convener. Really appreciate you.
Thanks. You're welcome. That's what Studio 809 Podcast is all about, giving the microphone to good people doing good things here in our community in the Pikes Peak region. We want to have local residents who are well-informed and really engaged. And we started Studio 809 Podcast because we felt like there was a need for that.
And you do a great job of that, Dave. You're leaving a legacy. I was in Poor Richard's the other night, and a woman said, "I know your voice from the podcast, Loving the Springs." And that's the first time anybody's ever said that to me. I recognize you by your voice.
You're a celebrity. And of course, Carrie here is a celebrity anyway. You were a celebrity before you decided to lend your star power to this podcast.
Maybe infamous versus famous.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But why don't you guys tell us quickly a little bit about yourselves, the regular co-host for the Loving the Springs podcast. And what's the Loving the Springs podcast about?
It's all about finding why each individual that we interview loves the Springs and hear a bit about what they're doing in the Springs, building community each day and throughout their lives here in the Springs, both Manitou and Colorado Springs.
It's about the things that are going on, important issues.
Yeah, really a community-focused podcast where, I mean, like we like to say with our tagline, where we elevate the best and celebrate the rest. Celebrate.
Boy, you need coffee too. Celebrate the best.
Celebrate the best and elevate the rest.
Yeah.
But yeah, really talking about who's doing what and how it makes Colorado Springs, Manitou Springs, Pikes Peak region a better place to live. And making sure people know what there is to do and get out and do it.
Yeah, and so this is a perfect example of us saying, hey, here's something good happening. How can we promote it, celebrate it, thank people for doing it?
We have our first Pike rider here.
It's Tara. Morning, Tara.
Hi, Carrie.
We've got lots of great sponsors this morning, too.
Yeah, we should talk about those.
Yeah, let's do that. So we're here at the Next Us. We're on the patio having breakfast, and this breakfast did not come down on its own. Had lots of people doing some work to bring us jalapeno cheddar bagels, everything bagels, and plain bagels from Crumb and Kiln. Crumb and Kiln is a cottage food business based in Colorado Springs. They feature chocolates, baked goods, pantry items, snacks, ceramics, art, and more. They are just west of I-25 and north of Centennial at 2140 Cooper Avenue. You should definitely check them out if you are looking for gifts that you can both eat or the awesome ceramics they have. And they do barter. I love that. Anyone that does trade systems is such a cool way to do business. So thank you to Crumb and Kiln. We've also got the Starbucks in front of Colorado Springs City Hub on Austin Bluffs Parkway. Jessica Hanley, their manager, hooked us up with coffee this morning. Some wonderful soul brought me a cup so I can actually say what our tagline is. So thank you for supporting. We have many more, as we'll talk about throughout the morning.
She saw a need and she filled it. So thanks, Kate, for getting up way before the crack of dawn to be our illustrious stage manager.
We have Tara here. We really should tag her onto this program.
Well, she's scheduled to come back later.
Oh,
so
okay.
She's a little bit on a mission. She's got places to be and people to see. But have we mentioned who the heck Tara is? Tara McCarthy.
Yeah, we've got Tara McCarthy here from Pike Ride. She is the executive director of our local nonprofit bike share. In June, Pike Ride celebrates 8 years of providing transportation, both for recreation and for just getting around.
Yeah.
Lots of great programs. You see a lot of Colorado College students on it. They have a program called We Ride, which helps provide regular transportation to folks of a certain income level. I'll leave some secrets for Tara to talk about. But
clearly, Carrie knows a lot about Pike Ride. You're probably their biggest fan, I think.
If you've never been on a Pike Ride, check it out. They're the white bikes that are all around town with some purple stickers on them. They are electric, so you start pushing that pedal and you get that e-bike smile. But check them out.
How often are you on a pike ride?
I am lucky enough to have a pike ride station at the end of my driveway, so it's one of my favorite ways to get around. I should have absolutely no excuse to not bike to work every day, because even if I don't want to bring my bike, there's a pike ride bike station there, and the base of my office also has a pike ride station.
Hey, I just got word that our next guests are close.
Close? They're rolling down Cascade
on their way to,
can't see them yet.
But we hear that they're close. So we've got some other celebrities, a city councilor, but also leading this charge will be Alan Beauchamp. And if you're a bicyclist in Colorado Springs, you know that name.
Excellent.
Go for it, Carrie.
I was just going to thank some more sponsors.
Oh, please do.
The Peak Alliance for a Sustainable Future covered costs this morning on some of the breakfast items that we have. They are a nonprofit organization that strives to promote regional sustainability in the Pikes Peak region and to advance the regional sustainability plan called Looking to Our Future, Pikes Peak Region 2030. You can learn more about them at peakallianceco.org. Thank you so much for helping us put this on this morning. And we will be hearing from some folks at this sponsor in a bit, the Buffalo Lodge Bicycle Resort. If you've been over there, you've probably had the delicious pancakes that they do make in their lobby. Tori and the resort brought us pancake batter, syrup, the griddle this morning. So we are flipping hot pancakes if you're interested. If you have never been to the Buffalo Lodge Bicycle Resort, you really ought to check it out. It is a historic bicycle-themed motor lodge run by Tori Giffen, who is the host of Pedal the Springs podcast. They do so many cool things. They do bike rides from there. They often have gatherings and live music on site. She's got a pool that you can become a member of. Super cool.
That's a real community hub.
Yeah. Bicycleresort.com.
Yeah. Hey, why couldn't the bicycle stand up on its own?
I don't know, Dave.
It was too tired.
Oh, my God.
Stay tuned. There's more.
That's just a bad just like unicycle that. Joke.
Do you know any bike jokes?
I don't do bike jokes. I'm serious about cycling. What's that shirt that I see on Ruth here? Pedal the Springs podcast. Another 809 podcast that's done actually by Tori
Giffen. I love it. There's so many podcast t-shirts out this morning. I didn't even know that there was a Studio 809. Hadn't seen that one before. You guys have sporting the cool fashion. Do you have a podcast t-shirt?
I don't. I need one.
I know.
We need one.
It's time to make one.
Dave, we need a t-shirt. Yeah, he says, yes, we will have a t-shirt. So tell me, Carrie, what was your best bike ride recently?
Let's see. I think I remember telling you a couple months ago or so that I had my elbow checked, and supposedly I'm old and I have bursitis, so I had to take a little stint off. That first ride, after it felt better, I got back on and did about a 17-mile ride.
Nice.
Got on the Monument Valley Trail and headed up north to Woodman, and then came back down and grabbed Rock Island and went out to Powers. I really like that you can get to so many edges of town, not on the street.
Yes.
So yeah. That was great because it was that first ride back after a while.
The trail system is vast. It's not all that well connected in certain places, but it is big.
It is big.
And once you find out the opportunities that are there, you can really travel around this 200 square mile city that we have.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
It is big.
When I was riding my first century ride, I was trying to make sure to get good mileage for rehearsal training. And I did love how I basically would make a cross across town and go every direction and was able to get easily 100 miles of training in. You could go out to Powers, go up north to Woodman, go down south to the Nature Center, and west over into the end of Manitou.
There are many.
Yeah.
There's more than that.
Yeah.
Here comes the contingent. So brightly colored. There are multiple cyclists coming south.
Good morning.
Nancy Hengem leading the crowd in a most colorful outfit.
And Kimberly Gold. I love it. We've got our guests, our famous folks, and there he is.
Leading the pack
himself.
From the rear, Alan Beauchamp.
The late, great Alan Beauchamp.
Oh, look at this.
Only late because he's really right on time.
It's good to have him here. It wouldn't be bike to work day without Alan.
I wonder how many stations Alan's hitting this morning.
That's a good question. It's a real trick to try to get to all of them. because the window is small. 3 hours seems like a long time, but...
Yeah, I don't think you could pull it off unless you were...
on an electric bike.
And breaking the speed limit, probably, too.
All right.
Yeah, so Nancy's availing herself of the food. So there's food here. If you are at home listening to this live stream and you were thinking about getting in your car and driving to work, forget about it.
That's right. Why would you want to be in your car when you could be on your bike with these great people? They just keep coming.
Get on your bicycle, and as you're riding down Cascade toward downtown, stop in here at the Next Us.
We're riding down, I see, oh, it must be that red tent.
We have a chair for you, Alan, right there.
Wrong station, we leave.
Have a seat. We need you on the mic.
And this is, I mean, people often say there's no such thing as a free lunch, right? So this isn't a free lunch, but this legit free breakfast. All you have to do is show up.
Is my hair okay?
You have helmet hair.
Oh, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Alan. Glad you're here.
I am, too.
Are we your first stop outside of the dental tent?
Yeah, we did a drive-by dental waving, and I promised them we'd be back. Yes, we started at the Legacy Plaza and did the flip and the pancakes and the media hits there, and now we are off on our way, and I have the absolute pleasure of having City Councilwoman Nancy Henjum and Kimberly Gold with me, and Kimberly said all she wants to do is ride bikes this morning and visit stations and celebrate Bike to Work Day.
That's so cool.
And from here, we're going to head over to Monument Valley Park for one of the big mega stations. And then we're going over the Ped Bridge, and I'm taking them down the Mesa Springs Greenway, the Hidden in Plain Sight trails, and over to the Midland Trail. And we're going to visit a few stops up there and then come back down with our ultimate goal of getting to the Bacon Station at the U.S. Paralympic and Olympic Museum.
A bacon station.
I'm surprised that wasn't first, Alan.
Oh, you got to work into it. So we've been involved with Bike to Work since 2001 when I moved here with my wife. And it was a Colorado Springs Cycling Club, and it used to be done with Mountain Metro. And it used to be a giant party downtown. And while that was fun, we used to get 800-900 cyclists, and I was on the Intel team, what have you. It really didn't meet the needs for our city. It was great if you lived in and around downtown, but people in Briargate and up north, they're not going to ride all the way downtown for a little breakfast and ride all the way back. So this new model that we do with the widely distributed stations meets the needs of our riders where they're at. Especially like right here with the Cascade buffered bike lanes. So being able to commute, hit a couple stations on the way into work, it just really helps celebrate the infrastructure that we have and also to highlight the infrastructure that we still need to continue to build out so more of our city is bikeable and walkable.
That's great. And Alan, you want to mention something about your employer?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I'm with the Trails and Open Space Coalition, and we've been around about 40 years or so. We do parks, trails, and open space advocacy. The intersection for bicycling for us is many of our urban trails form a network that's about 131.44 miles right now. The city just documented it.
About 100, exactly. What was that, 101.44?
Yes,
okay.
0.44.
Approximately.
Yes, and so city did a great job, came up with a really cool urban trails map. And I consider our urban trail system to be the circulatory system for human scale travel all throughout Colorado Springs. And when you look at the map, it looks like a circulatory system of a human body, if you will, but just spread across the city. And so our people can hop on the urban trails and go for miles, be that for recreation or transportation, getting to work or just getting to the local park that they connect you to. And so our urban trails are super popular, super, super important. However, like the Cascade buffered bike lanes that you see out here, our urban trails are cool, but they don't take you exactly where you need to go. They'll take you for miles and miles and get you close, but it's those connectors. It's those safe, walkable and bikeable connectors to come off the urban trail and get to the places you really want to go. Could be from your home. It could be to the downtown YMCA. I always like to use Josh and John's as an example in the center of downtown. So the work that we do is to increase the connectivity, so more urban trails, better connections to all the primary destinations that people would like to go. And I believe if we can increase that 131.44 miles to possibly 200 miles.
44.
No, just around 200.
Okay.
We would then have a network that would meet the needs for even more of our citizens.
Yeah, so thanks for your work on that. And Loving the Springs, we're going to be big supporters of that.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Do you want me to go get the next panelist?
Thanks.
No worries.
Thanks, Alan Beauchamp.
You're welcome.
Do you drink coffee?
I do not.
Okay. Then this definitely was not for you. I saw we also have another Pike Ride staffer here. We've got Alexa.
All right.
Alexa who?
From Pike Ride. She does all of their marketing, community outreach, social media.
I think Buffalo Lodge is standing by, but I think before we go to Toria Buffalo Lodge, we're going to talk to Nancy Hengem, who is a Colorado Springs City Councilor.
Hi!
Thanks
Hi.
For joining
us. Good morning.
Hey, Nancy. So happy to have you here on a bike.
I'm so happy to be here on my bike. My saying is you cannot have a bad day if you're on a bike. It's not possible.
I can agree with that 100%.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm just going to be a downer and say it is possible to have a bad day if you're on a bike. And so if you're a motorist, please help make sure no bicyclist has a bad day.
Well, good.
If you know
it's
what I mean.
It's the UPDs, the good. Unplanned dismounts, that become the bad day. While you're on the bike, life is good.
Yeah. But good point. Yeah, the joy. In fact, I'd love it if you would tell us more about the joy of being on a bicycle.
I was asked this morning by the KOAA Live, what was my favorite memory on a bike? And I have way too many because I really am always so happy on a bike. But I remember when I very first rode a bike without training wheels. I can recall that feeling of just sheer, what am I doing right now? This is so cool. I'm moving. And
was that before or after you were elected to city council?
It was just last week, actually. No. So that's one of my most favorite memories. It's just that feeling of moving and having the wind in your face and mastery. And cycling in Colorado is pretty awesome. I have very recently, well, actually, when I got elected, really learned about pike ride. And I have become an e-bike lover. I have about 4 bikes. I don't have an electric bike yet because I have a pike ride subscription. So I use my pike ride, which right now is helping me because I'm going to need a hip replacement. In fact, I'm going to see a surgeon today.
Oh, shoot.
I can ride a bike, an e-bike, right now without any pain, whereas if I were on my other bike or trying to climb a hill, I couldn't do that right now.
Knee surgery did that to me if I finally pulled the trigger on an e-bike.
Oh, yeah, so they're great. I mean, all kinds of bikes are great, right? I rode a recumbent bike a couple weeks ago, which was a lot of fun. And biking makes your mental health good. It helps your physical health. It helps our roads and our air. And it's not as expensive as getting around in a car. And yeah.
You know what the doc's going to tell you today? He's going to say, if you can ride an e-bike and not have pain, you don't need this operation.
Well, but I can't walk very well. So
that's why you should ride the bike.
I want to thank the city of Colorado Springs for being the chief organizer of Bike to Work Day here. I think it would happen even if the city wasn't doing it, maybe. But the city's actually the main organizer.
Isn't that great? And I am so grateful that we have actually our former, I don't remember what her title was, but Kate Brady, who actually helped. Did you help get Bike to Work Day started in Colorado Springs, Kate?
Bike to Work Day has been going on for, what, 30 years?
Oh, okay.
Yes. In Colorado
All right,
Springs,
well.
We just started the breakfast station
piece. Okay. Well, see, that's great.
So the city
very supportive and supportive of multimodal transportation and bike lanes, which we all love. I love bike lanes. I mean, some people get a little miffed about them, but why?
It's that all-powerful bike lobby that gets the bike lanes.
Let's talk briefly about that, Nancy. Aren't bicyclists borrowing the street from motorists? Don't the cars own the streets?
No, we got to share.
What?
We got to share. We all have wheels, right? Cars have wheels. Bike have wheels.
Bicyclists pay taxes?
We do. We absolutely do pay taxes. And the roads are for all of us to use and to use safely. And there's a way to design our roads in a way that everybody can drive and ride a bike and get on a scooter or whatever safely around our city. And we have great trails, too, by the way.
We should call that Complete Street.
Huh, what a concept.
It is.
It's a great idea. And I just want to mention, usually I don't see this, but just the last few days I've noticed a lot of motorists who have been wandering into the bike lane just as they're driving along. No bicyclists there. And I want to put in a PSA for safe motoring and respecting other people on the road. Me, when I'm in my car, I do not wander into the bike lane. Because one day there's going to be a bicyclist there. And in fact, today there are lots of them, hundreds of them.
Do you know my less than 5-year-old is now riding his bike? He just learned about 3 weeks ago to ride without, he had a Strider. So now he's riding. And he rides from his house down the Weber Street bike lane to his daycare over here on Nevada at Colorado College. He's less than five and he's using a bike lane with his mom, of course, riding next to him. But yeah, stay out of the freaking bike lane, man, because there's my grandson's in there.
You never know. You might not see that bicyclist who's coming up behind you. So just
and
stay out of it.
The law recently changed, like in the past month. In fact, it may not even have gone into effect yet. I think it's July 1st, where it is now illegal to park in a bike lane. It just used to be not the right thing to do. But now it is illegal. Yeah.
Oh, that's great law. That just passed.
Yeah, it passed. I think it's effective 1
okay.
July.
Perfect. I love
and
that.
And that's the whole state.
Yeah.
All right.
You done with me?
We should let you eat your bagel. Thank you for
we'll
stopping
We'll never be
in.
Done with you, Nancy.
And thank you for all you're doing for supporting bike infrastructure as a city councilor.
And the community as a whole.
Thank
you.
You
do way more than just bikes.
Well,
and
thank you.
And we appreciate you being here.
Thank you. I appreciate you all being here this morning and having this really fabulous bike station for Bike to Work today.
That is an incredible jersey you're wearing, too.
Oh, and you know what is underneath it? I got to show, I guess, are we on camera? Just am a little chilled still, but I love this city.
Oh, stand up. Okay. Stand up.
That's the official T-shirt of our podcast.
That's great. I love
super
it.
Super cool.
Yeah.
We got to get a photo of that. Somebody, please.
I will take my shirt off.
Okay.
This is not the typical shirt.
Our ratings are going up.
That's
our
T-shirt.
That's a great T-shirt.
Yes.
Thank you, Nancy.
Good, yeah. Thank you, guys.
Great to see you.
One more time.
All right, great. Thanks, you guys.
All right.
Show your T-shirt. All right.
Did you need Kimberly now?
I thought Kimberly was going to circle back later. If she can't, bring her in.
How are you? Are you on a bike ride this morning?
No, I have my own bike.
You're on your own bike. Awesome.
All right. And look at that helmet. Is that a headlight or just a reflector?
It is a headlight.
A headlight in the helmet. I like that.
Is it on?
It is on.
Okay.
Yes.
We've got Kimberly Gold.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for riding.
Oh my gosh, riding is my joy, literally. My peace, my joy, my everything.
What is up with that?
Seriously, what is up with that? I blame that guy, Alan. Have you heard of him?
Yeah.
I feel like in the bike world, he's like Madonna. You don't need anything right. more than just the one name.
Right. That's true. It's funny, last year on June 20th, they said, hey, do you want to do Bike to Work Day? And I'm like, yes, but I haven't been on a bike in a million years. And he was like, if we put you on a bike for practice, would you be open to doing it? And I said, sure. So, of course, Pike Ride came through and we were on the Midshix Run Trail and I just had the time of my life. And I kid you not, I think since last June, I've probably cycled about 2,000 miles.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's been amazing. It's been amazing.
Is there an awards program?
There should be.
Yeah.
Maybe Alan should make it.
Turn in those miles for something. Seriously, you are just on a bike every chance you get.
Every chance I can. I use it to commute. I use it just to have fun. It is just really integrated into my life.
Any disadvantages?
Not enough bike lanes in Colorado Springs. That's the disadvantage. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're working on that.
Yes, we're working on that. I think I know a council member who might help us out. Looking at you, Nancy.
Any good advice? If somebody's out there thinking, wow, these guys are talking about the joy of bicycling, maybe I should try it. But boy, I don't know. I'm not sure it's safe enough to be on a bicycle in Colorado Springs. You're alive?
I'm still alive. Praise Lord. You know what? I was scared too. So I was scared for a lot of reasons that were really in my head. Yes, there is the fear of the infrastructure. Is cycling safe? That is a real concern. And to that, I would say we are really fortunate to have so many trails. And just if you go to whatever maps version you choose to use and you use the bike option, you'll see the difference between being on a car and being on a bike. And you can see that there are safe ways to get to a lot of locations within Colorado Springs. The other thing that honestly I was really worried about is I'm not a fit person. An active lifestyle, I wouldn't have said that was my lifestyle last year. And I was like, oh my gosh, am I going to have balance? Am I going to be able to do this? I'm going to be out of breath. I'm just going to be a hot, sweaty mess. But I think that's the beauty of the e-bikes, especially Pike Ride with the pedal assist. It doesn't matter your fitness level. You have this easy entry into bike riding without being a hot, sweaty mess. But maybe on days like today. But maybe on days like this summer, you're going to be a hot, sweaty mess regardless. But really, it made it accessible for me, and it's opened up a new way of being in my body and being active with my body that nothing else has.
Be sure to visit studio809podcast.com to order your hot, sweaty mess t-shirt. We'll get that out right away.
So after 2,000 miles, do you feel more fit?
I do. I do feel more fit. And I still have more work to do. But
we all do. But that's great that you feel more fit.
Yeah, and it's nice, especially, so now I'm like an e-bike evangelist, you know, like this is my ministry, you know. So now I have my own e-bike, and it's really interesting to see there's different modes that you can go on, where there's eco, there's sport, there's turbo. Don't do turbo unless you want to pass all the cars. But with the eco mode, it's nice because you give yourself more of a challenge, and I can see the difference for me between eco and sport. I can feel my strength increasing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's been nice to feel changes in my body and in my strength levels.
Now, how many people can give you a gift of you will be healthier? And
that's
bicycling
true.
Does that.
Yeah, and give you peace and joy.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's great. What an affirming statement.
Listen, Kimberly, we'll give you more mic time if you make it back by later today. But if you don't, I'm glad we got your work done now.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for your flexibility and thanks for pushing the pedaling.
Enjoy your rides. I bet you'll have a good 50 miles in from the route it sounds like Alan has picked out for you.
And we'll be a hot, sweaty mess.
All right. Have a good ride. Ride
Thank
safely.
You.
All right.
Thank you, Dave, for the flexibility. That'll keep us intact as a group as we're going around all the other stations.
Anything for you, Alan? Madonna?
Like a Beauchamp, getting pedaled for the very first time.
Mountain bike crew heading out.
We've got Tori Givett.
Good morning. It has been busy here.
Good, good. You guys making pancakes there too?
No, we're making waffles. We highly recommend the waffles with Nutella and whipped cream and strawberry, but we make a variety of offerings, but it's been happening here all morning.
You can carbo load in one waffle.
Yes, we're out here. We've got the owner of Westside Bicycles, Graham Thompson. Graham, wave hi. We've got Nate from Manitou City Council and a whole bunch of crazy friends and volunteers.
That's awesome. We just had both the councilwomen on talking about why they're loving biking, and they are heading all around the city with Alan this morning. So it's nice to see everyone out riding.
Yes. I mean, we're probably at about 30 already so far this morning out at our stop.
That's great.
So, Tori, you don't know anything about podcasting, do you?
No, nothing at all. I don't have a podcast called Pedal the Springs, where we banter about all things biking in Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region.
Ruth is wearing your t-shirt.
What?
My wife, Ruth, here at our breakfast station.
She's sporting it right now.
That's great. Yay.
I had to twist her arm to keep her from going to your breakfast station.
Oh, yes, yes. I am rocking our new Buffalo Lodge neon jersey with our bike beer bed on the back. So.
That says it all, Tori. That says it all.
It says it all. This is exciting. We've been doing this every year since we opened. This year, we're celebrating our 10-year anniversary. Woo-hoo! We got more folks rolling up here. We got a very excited group here. We love greeting guests on the west side. I think we might be the farthest west station for the bike to work breakfast. And we just love it. We love greeting riders on the trail. And what's even more exciting is this year, the motorless morning in the garden is happening on the same morning as the bike to work breakfast. So people are going for a loop around the garden with no cars and then stopping by just over here on the south side of the park to get a breakfast with us.
Tori, you're going to have to watch the replay of this special live stream because we've been talking about you, and I know you haven't been able to listen, so you'll want to hear what was already said about Buffalo Lodge. Thank you for that community that you've created over there.
Yes.
It's so much fun. I mean, just we're tucked in a neighborhood over here, and it's really become a community hub. And we love that we're just getting neighbors on bikes. We're getting all of our staff on bikes and just spreading the bike love for Colorado Springs.
And real quick, if nothing else, hopefully some people watching or listening this morning are going to say, you know what? I haven't been on a bicycle in years. Maybe I'll give this a try. There are some great opportunities at the lodge every week for them to get started, aren't there?
Oh, yeah. One of my favorite ways to fall in love with a bike is the e-bike experience. And we just got the 100th hike ride station at the Buffalo Lodge Bicycle Resort. And Woo-hoo. So you can ride to here or you can pick up a bike and ride elsewhere. But those things are sure a lot of fun with their e-assist.
And then there are some rides that take place from the lodge. Maybe those aren't beginner rides, but they're not advanced either, are they, some of them?
Yeah, probably the most beginner ride we have is we get the Upadauna pedal party that will come here about once a month and ride out of here. We also have the Manitou Spokes that ride out of the lodge on Tuesdays at 5:30. They have a flat and friendly ride, a hot and hilly ride, and then they have a mountain bike ride. So whatever you want to ride, you can come do that from the lodge on Tuesdays. And then Monday night, we bike the garden all summer long. And then all year long, we have our Saturday morning ride, which leaves at 8:30 in the morning this time of year. And we have two different paces, intermediate and a little bit faster. But it's great camaraderie. We usually get about 40 people out here. And we're quite a sight to see rolling through town. I think we have one of the biggest clubs.
Hey, Tori, why do bicycle tire pumps keep getting more expensive year after year?
Is it a joke? No, it's not.
It's all about inflation.
Oh!
So there's one more ride that you didn't mention, Tori, and that's the ride tonight that Beth is going to lead. So tell us about that.
Thank you. The Wednesday women's ride.
That's right.
It's brand new. Good morning. Woohoo! So the Wednesday women's ride just started at the beginning of June. And my friend Beth Rolstad, she's gone through the League of American Cyclists ride leader training. She's awesome. And it's a really super cool hip group of women. It's a no drop ride. So we get a lot of mountain biker girls that join us, but it's mostly road and paved trail.
That's great. And that no reason not to come out and try a bike ride.
Yeah, we got something always going on. You can check out our calendar at bicycleresort.com. Now, I do have Manitou City Council, Nate, out here. Do you want to say hi?
Sure.
Nate!
Are you happy to be back on your bike?
Hold on. Nate, hi, come here.
You can tell TV isn't our primary skill.
All right, I got City Council, Manitou, Springs. Neighbor Nate, what do you have to ask Nate from Manitou City Council?
Okay, so Tori mentioned that the Buffalo Lodge is the westernmost breakfast station in Colorado Springs. Is there a breakfast station in Manitou?
I don't know if there's a... Are there any breakfast stations in Manitou?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
And I think the Lodge is the worldwide headquarters.
I think you're right.
Things waffles. This is the spot to be.
Okay.
But, he woke up early to come out and help us serve waffles in our community. So we could throw a rock and we're in Manitou.
I know, but you have to throw the rock.
Thank you for the question.
Yeah. Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for showing up in Colorado Springs.
All right, Tori, do we need to let you go? Bye, Alan. Bye, Nancy. Bye, Kimberly.
Have a great ride.
Bye, Tara. Hot, sweaty mess. Yeah. So, Tori, anything else before we let you get back to...
No, unless you have anything else for us. We're just welcoming people from all over the West Side, and we'll be out here all morning until 9 o'clock. So stop by, visit us, and come join us for a ride. Or live music 5 nights a week.
Hey, real quick, what's coming up on the episode of Pedal the Springs that publishes this week?
Oh, coming up on this episode is Dante and Ren from The Den. They're a super dynamic couple that bike commutes to work. Dante's family is a family of bicycle racers, and he coaches and trains athletes of all types, including they have a new Monday ride where they actually coach you on the bike to get ready for that next race. So they're a fun couple with a lot of information about nutrition and also any kind of naturally organic, plant-based things that you might try to enhance your mental state while you're working out. Psilocybins, that's what we're talking. Psilocybins and working out.
Yeah, pretty wild, so you don't want to miss that.
And the current one that's out is really great. We had Paralympic hand cyclist Kate Brim. She's so inspirational. what it takes for her to be able to compete at that level. It's purely amazing. And if you want some great inspiration, listen to Paralympic hand cyclist Kate Brim on Pedal the Springs.
So just search for Pedal the Springs wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, wherever Subscribe. You listen. Yeah. Oh, ring those bells. We've got our next riders coming up.
All right. Thanks, Tori.
Thank you. And you guys have a great day. Enjoy those pancakes.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Tori.
And we are going right to our next guest, Conrad.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Conrad has been an integral part of Studio 809 podcast because of our Peak Environment podcast. Conrad's been on the board of Peak Alliance for a Sustainable Future for a number of years, and they are a content partner producing episodes of the Peak Environment podcast. If you're interested in environmental integrity and environmental issues particularly relevant to the Pikes Peak region, Peak Environment is the podcast to go check out. And Peak Alliance for a Sustainable Future has been doing some great work, and I'll let you share a little bit about that, Conrad, but that's not even half of your story, is it?
Yeah, I first started working for Pikes Peak State College as their second sustainability coordinator and worked for them for 8 years. And we did some pilots with Pike Ride to get students on bikes and held sustainability fairs. And then I moved over to UCCS and helped them with their sustainability efforts for a couple of years, including supporting their bike efforts and getting folks out of cars into bikes, and especially getting in between a university village and the campus there. There's a lot of opportunity to get students to not get in their cars and get in between those two places on their bikes. And working for Green Cities Coalition and then Peak Alliance for Sustainable Future, sort of advocacy work in the community, trying to get more people involved in the sustainability effort. And then I did a little bit of consulting work for the city of Manitou to help them move forward on their sustainability efforts as well.
You're like a walking environmental and sustainability encyclopedia.
Yeah, it's my lifelong passion, and I've had the pleasure of working with so many different organizations and involved in so many different ways within the community. And I love that sustainability involves so much and definitely includes transportation and riding your bike.
Speaking of riding your bike, I noticed you were on your bike. How many miles have you ridden this morning already?
Yeah, I live up in Cottonwood Creek area, so I traveled 10 miles down here and I'll have a 10-mile ride back. I grew up on my bike. I rode my bike around the neighborhood. I rode my bike to school. It was very much part of my upbringing and just a pleasure to get out on the trails, and especially here in Colorado Springs where we have so many trails, so much connectivity, and dedicated trails that can get you off the streets where it may not be so safe and onto safe trails where the only people you're coming across are other bikers and walkers and runners and that sort of thing. So it's really fun. And it's along corridors where we have open space and parks, and we have the Fountain Creek and Monument Creek and other natural features and wildlife to enjoy. So it's just a pleasure to ride in this city.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about your green business network?
Yeah. So now I work for Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment through their Colorado Green Business Network. We are a free voluntary program through the state of Colorado where we offer sustainability consulting, and we have a recognition program. And we also have workshops and networking events throughout the year. It's a statewide program. We help businesses and organizations of all sizes, of all sectors, identify opportunities to improve their sustainability efforts. It expands the gamut from water to energy to waste to policies to purchasing to contracts to even HR kind of stuff. We cover all of those aspects. If we don't know something, we connect you with a business that does.
Hey, Conrad, let me interrupt real quick. Yeah. I want to say goodbye to Carl Schuler. Carl, thank you for stopping by.
Thanks, Carl.
Carl Schuler with City Planning. No problem. We were glad to see you. Come back and interrupt anytime.
Good to see you on a bike, Carl.
All right, back to you, Conrad.
Yeah,
sorry about that.
No problem. We support many businesses in Colorado Springs in the region as well as the state. And if you're interested, please connect with us on our website. Just Google the Colorado Green Business Network and you can register your business for free, and happy to get in touch with you from there.
Great. Thanks so much. And Peak Alliance, you can find at peakalliance.co.org, right?
That's right.
Peak Alliance for a Sustainable Future. Thanks for all the hard work, important work you're doing in the community, Conrad. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave.
UCCS is in the perfect location for e-bikes.
Yeah.
I mean, e-bikes change.
Top of a hill.
Yeah, it changes.
It's a hill.
It changes everything as far as getting there and not being a hot, sweaty mess.
Hot, sweaty mess, yep.
When you get to class. So has e-bikes taken over the campus?
We've often reached out to Pike Ride, and we've reached out to Lime and other while we were there. And there was some interest, but we couldn't get any commitment from any organization to support that. There were also some concerns about safety. We have a lot of pedestrians walking from one building to the next, and you know, we would have to have zones where they would have to dismount and that sort of thing. But yeah, I was very much trying to partner with the rec center there and with Pike Ride and Lime and try to get some sort of opportunities there. I know a lot of students, parking was an issue, and being able to park in the lots that are less expensive and riding your bike to your classes was an opportunity. But for anybody that's connected, I definitely think that there's an opportunity there to continue that effort.
I've been involved with some more recent conversations, and at the end of the day, it comes down to funding. Mm-hmm. It's right, where can we get the funding to expand, like whether it's Pike Ride or whatever program up there, because the infrastructure and the upkeep of everything just costs money.
Yep. It's a beautiful campus, and it costs more to build out there and on that campus. But the new engineering building had a covered bike station. We were looking at electric plug-in for charging electric bikes at that station. They had bike lockers, and we definitely had a lot of infrastructure on that campus. We just need a partner, a community partner, to make that happen.
Yeah,
I know Mountain Metro and UCCS have been having conversations. Conrad, we're going to have to rush you along so we can keep on schedule. Thank you so much. I want to quickly thank the sponsors who helped us feed over 100 cyclists who stopped by our breakfast station. Crumb and Kiln, a cottage foods business based in Colorado Springs, featuring chocolates, baked goods, pantry items, snacks, ceramics, art, and more, at 2140 Cooper Avenue, just west of I-25 and north of Centennial. Starbucks in front of COS City Hub on Austin Bluffs Parkway, just east of Academy. Peak Alliance for a Sustainable Future, a nonprofit organization that strives to promote regional sustainability in the Pikes Peak region and to advance the regional sustainability plan called Looking to Our Future, Pikes Peak Region 2030. Buffalo Lodge Bicycle Resort, the historic bicycle-themed motor lodge motel run by Tori Giffen, host of our Pedal the Springs podcast. And I want to thank The Next Us, a professional cooperative environment for small businesses in downtown Colorado Springs, for the great patio and support. We'll stop there for this episode. We'll share hour two in the next episode of Loving the Springs, where we celebrate the best of Manitou and Colorado Springs and elevate the rest. Hi, I'm Dave Gardner, Chief Podcast Wrangler at Studio 809 Podcasts. We're a collective of podcasters here in the Pikes Peak region committed to having local residents who are better informed and more engaged. You know, most of us volunteer our time. Nobody's really earning any wages working on these podcasts. This is a gift to the community. And one way you can say thank you is to become a patron, providing a little support to help us cover our expenses. You can easily do that by heading over to studio809podcasts.com and clicking on the patron button in the upper right corner. Thanks so much for supporting community.
In the Pikes Peak region, there's no shortage of activities. Whether you're experiencing breathtaking parks or magnificent works of art, if you're getting fashionable at a film festival or fresh at a farmer's market, if you want to hear the sweet sounds of a symphony or the smooth shred of a Stratocaster, look no further than Peak Radar, your one-stop shop for all events in the Pikes Peak region. Your free source for viewing and posting events. So no matter how you engage with our beautiful region, visit peakradar.com and get plugged into the peak.
Hi, I'm Dave Gardner, Chief Podcast Wrangler at Studio 809 Podcasts. We're a collective of podcasters here in the Pikes Peak region committed to having local residents who are better informed and more engaged. You know, most of us volunteer our time. Nobody's really earning any wages working on these podcasts. This is a gift to the community. And one way you can say thank you is to become a patron, providing a little support to help us cover our expenses. You can easily do that by heading over to studio809podcasts.com and clicking on the patron button in the upper right corner. Thanks so much for supporting community.